Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness broadcast. You're going to be hearing now for a few days what I think is one of the best teachings I ever heard in my life. It came from the life experience of my daughter, Shelley Brim. At that time she was Oaks, now she's Shelley Brim Baggett. But it's when the bottom fell out of their world and what God told her to do was to get drunk. It's called Eat, Drink, and Be Merry.
Robert! He had to look for another job. He left early that morning and kissed me. I was still in bed and I was awake. And he kissed me goodbye and he said, I'm going to Tulsa to make the rounds. I knew what he meant. The kids were still asleep. I get out from underneath the covers. It's kind of a chilly day. So I put on my purple robe. It's not real pretty, but it's really warm. Ties around the waist. And I'm looking out at the window at those trees. And I am thinking, is this it? Is this the spirit-filled, overcoming life? Is this it? Bob's having to go out for the upteenth time to look for a job. Is this it? Lord, you told me to have another baby, and didn't you know that this time would come and he's got to have diapers, this and that, you know, all my high thoughts. Besides that, Lord, you know, with this kind of short hairdo, every 3 months you need a permanent. And my 3 months are up. And the permanents I like are $35, you know. Oh, well, I'll get a rave for $5. Do it myself. Pray that God will help it look. I don't know. See, my thoughts were this high. No higher than my permanent, you know, my roof. Lord, is this it? And after all, I am Billy Brim's daughter. I'm a Rhema graduate, Lord. And Bob has lost his job. Thanks so much. Tied up my purple robe. It's ugly, but it's comfortable. Put on my house shoes. And started walking from the master bedroom down the hall toward the kitchen. It was kind of a cool day, so I thought I'd fix oatmeal for the kids, you know, something warm for their tummy. As I'm heading toward the kitchen, I look into Kylie's room, and she's sleeping so soundly, just the peace of God on her. Oh, I thought, isn't ignorance bliss? She doesn't know. Look at that face. She can sleep. Went down a little bit further, looked into the nursery. There's Cody. He's still sleeping. Thank you, Jesus. Headed toward the kitchen. God had just moved out of my kitchen. That's what it felt like, I'm telling you. I'm just being honest. He was there all the time, but how many know you don't go by feeling? Faith doesn't go by feeling. That lady was called a dog. Get out the blue pot. I like my blue pot to cook oatmeal in. Doesn't stick on the bottom. Fill it up with so many cups of water, and I put it on the stove. Turn off the burner, got a boil. As it's starting to warm up, the kids get up. Now, they are Holy Ghost kids. And usually when they get up with a song and a dance and a speaking in tongues and a prophecy and this and that. I'm talking about Kylie. Cody's a little young. He was 6 months old then. But I tell you what, sometimes the same spirit that's bothering the parents will bother the kids. And that same depressive, heavy spirit that was bothering me bothered her. Well, what was that? Oh, well. So anyway, it was bothering Kylie, and she got up, instead of talking in tongues, she got up like this. Hold me, Mommy, hold me. Hold me, Mommy. I needed someone to hold me. Right at the same moment, Cody wakes up. He's 6 months old, but if you're a mother, you can interpret those cries. You know what they mean. He's crying, wah, 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 wah. Interpreted that means, I'm soppy wet. I'm hungry. Now I go give him. Have you ever tried to cook oatmeal with two kids? One on each hip? Amen. I'm a loving mama, and I don't know. I just have to hold them if they cry, you know. I love them. I love my children. Holding the kids. I'm stirring oatmeal. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you. I said, Lord, what do you think about this? I position myself to receive a higher thought now. I ask him. He was waiting for me to ask. See, I told him about the permanent and all that stuff and about the job. And now he is waiting for me to ask and open the door for him. So I said, Lord, what do you think about this? And this was his higher thought. I don't feel sorry for you. Well, that was real comforting. Thanks a lot, Lord. Appreciate it. You don't feel sorry for him. Great. He said, it looks like to me you need to get drunk. That's a higher thought from God. He said, you need to get drunk. You need to get married. You're too sad. He said, I told you how to do it, my word. It's the wine of my spirit. And it's there at my table, and my table is in the presence of your depression, of your enemy. He says, you get you a sip. If you want to, take a dip. He knew I needed a big swallow. He said, the trouble with you, you're trying to live off yesterday's drink. See, it says that, you know, Peter and John, they were one of the 120 who were filled with the Holy Spirit. But later on, in the fourth chapter of Acts, it says that after they were let go, remember when they had preached to the man at the gate called Beautiful and said, silver and gold have we none? And then the council members took them and told them, don't preach anymore in that name of Jesus. Oh, the devil's afraid of the name of Jesus. And it said, and being let go, they went to their own company. That's an army term, company. And then it goes on down there to say, and they were filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, what does that mean, they were filled with the Holy Ghost in the fourth chapter? They were filled with the Holy Ghost in the second chapter. What do you mean they were filled again in the fourth chapter? Lord says, that just simply means they took another drink, another dip. He said, the trouble with you, you're trying to live off some time past. And you need a new drink of my wine right now, little girl. You need a merry heart. So he says, he reminded me of this verse of scriptures in Ephesians chapter 5. Let's look there now. Verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, it's not changing subjects. He's wanting you to understand what the will of the Lord is. And this is a one way, one avenue of how to understand the will. Be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, where is an excess, but be filled with the Spirit. He said, I'm not opposed to you being drunk. Just don't use the natural wine to get drunk with. Use my Spirit to be drunk with. And he said, I told you how to be drunk with my Spirit. The next verse. Speaking to yourself. Now he said, you start speaking to yourself right now over this oatmeal. Did I feel any anointing? No. No lightning bolt from heaven, nothing. He said, you do it. Faith is an act, it's not a feeling. And I began to stir that oatmeal and I said, I'm going to speak to myself. I'm going to get filled with the Holy Ghost. I always talked in tongues. I talked in tongues since I was 13 years old. But I needed another dose of the Holy Ghost. So here I have my kids. Wham, wham, wham. They haven't stopped crying during all of this. And the Lord said, you start speaking. And this is what came up. Someone's in the kitchen with Mama. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Mama. He's the Holy Ghost. Oh, someone's in the kitchen with Mama. And I kicked off my house shoes, you know. I was starting to drink that heavenly wine. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Speaking to myself. Well, someone's in the kitchen with Mama. He's the Holy Ghost. And I knew that I wasn't alone. And that the third person of the Godhead was in the kitchen with Shelley Oaks. And that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead was there in my kitchen cooking oatmeal with me. Amen. To do business for God. And I went from there to who knows where. And I started partaking of the wine of the Spirit. Now, have you ever seen an old drunk in the natural? They speak to themselves. Oh, dee do do do, you know. We'll ask them in our little country town. Oh, dee do do. And they'll sing, they'll sing, they'll sing. And their head is out of the way. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Get your head out of the way. Get drunk in the Holy Ghost. And your spirit will begin to sing to itself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. And before you know it, it's like a river coming out of you. And it's bypassing your intellect. And you are speaking forth the will of God in your life.
This is Billy Brim. The teaching you heard today is some of the best for the crises of life. We'll be glad to send you this CD set, $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And order, eat, drink, and be merry.